This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's good news about the coronavirus. The CDC asked experts to predict what they think will happen in the next few weeks and months. The AP's Sagar Magani has this.
Six research groups were tasked with predicting the pandemic's course between now and September under different scenarios, including the vaccination pace and how Americans behave. The results show mainly good news, that even with disappointing vaccination rates, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths would drop dramatically by July's end.
We are not out of the woods yet. But we could be very close.
Though CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky warns virus variants are a wild card that could set back progress, and she notes the researchers say hospitalizations and deaths could again jump if unvaccinated people do not follow basic precautions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration is now supporting easing patent and other protections on COVID-19 vaccines, with the hope that that could speed vaccines to the world's poorest people. But the pharmaceutical industry is warning this could create other problems, like fake vaccines. A new Education Department survey finds that most elementary and middle schools are now open for full in-person learning, but most students are continuing to learn, at least partly, away from school. Peloton says it will offer full refunds for the treadmills it's recalling. They cost more than $4,000. Here's our Ben Thomas.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says Peloton received 72 reports of adults, children, pets, or other items, such as exercise balls, being pulled under the rear of the treadmill. One child died following such an incident, and 29 others suffered cuts, broken bones, and other injuries.
This is AP News. They're coming to about 15 states. Trillions of red-eyed black bugs, cicadas. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Cicadas have been gone for 17 years.
They're going to make a jailbreak. They're going to come up out of the ground. They're going to climb to vertical structures.
Michael Ropp is a professor of entomology at the University of Maryland. Cicadas aren't around for long.
Once they get eyeball to eyeball, the males will switch over to what we call a courtship song.
That's the sound you hear when cicadas are out.
If he's cool, she's going to flick her wings, make a little clicking noise. They're going to hook up.
She will move to the tips of small branches.
Make slits in those branches, deposit 20 to 30 eggs. She can lay up to 400 to 600 eggs.
After 6 weeks, the cicada eggs will mature and hatch, and little nymphs will drop down from the tree into the ground to be seen in about another 17 years. I'm Ed Donahue.
Great. Thanks, Ed. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.